Welcome, adventurers and explorers, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. My name is Oliver Holden, your host and resident storyteller, here to guide you through remarkable tales from the heart of America's glorious outdoors. Today we journey to a unique corner of the camping world, nestled away in the sun-drenched valleys of Arizona. The destination of our tale is the rarely trodden, yet wonderfully mysterious, Coyote Whisper Campground. Our story's protagonist is the extraordinary Juniper McAllister, the visionary and tenacious owner of Coyote Whisper. She's a woman of undeniable wit and charm, but also a hardy soul who can wrestle with the wild like a seasoned frontierswoman. Juniper's tales of the campground are as intriguing as her own nomadic history. A former dancer turned wilderness enthusiast, she ventured into the world of campground ownership with an idea unique and bold, to blend her two passions together in a waltz of tradition and adventure. Juniper faced a challenge at Coyote Whisper that seemed insurmountable, but she tackled it with aplomb. She had a vision to transform her campground into a haven where the camping and outdoors community could not only commune with nature, but also learn, appreciate, and participate in traditional dance. It was a concept unheard of, an ambitious fusion of art, culture, and the great outdoors. Our story today, dear listeners, is about this very journey, the campground old-timey dance, teaching traditional dancing styles. Stay tuned as we dance our way through the many intriguing twists and turns of Juniper's extraordinary tale.
First, let me take you back to when I first conceived the idea of Coyote Whisper. I envisioned a sanctuary where people could connect with nature and each other, a place where they could escape the hustle and bustle of modern life. But there was just one challenge. How to make Coyote Whisper more than just a commonplace campground, a place that was as unique as the wildlife calls that echoed around the canyon walls. Then it hit me. I should introduce my lifelong love of traditional dance into the campground scene. The challenge, however, was more about how to go about it. How would I get these rugged outdoorsy types, who were more accustomed to hiking and fishing, to waltz and jive, to tap and twirl? There were other questions, too. How could I create an environment that fostered an appreciation for these age-old dances? And who would teach these dance forms? The task was daunting, and the voices of doubt were many, including that of gruff old Fred, Coyote Whisper's campsite manager. Despite his skepticism, Fred's heart was in the right place, and he shared my passion for making the camp unforgettable. I explored various options to overcome these challenges. Hiring professional dance instructors was an immediate thought, but the expenses were prohibitive. I thought about putting out a call for volunteers, but was unsure about the response. Finally, I decided to take the plunge and teach the dances myself. I had spent years mastering these dance forms, after all, and who better to infuse the campground with the spirit of dance than the person whose vision it was in the first place? I envisioned dance sessions under the open sky, with the stunning Arizona landscape as our backdrop. And so, with a blend of fear and excitement, I began this unconventional journey. Implementing the solution was a dance in itself, filled with unexpected dips and turns. I started by introducing the concept to the campers, greeting their bemusement and skepticism with enthusiasm and determination. I learned that while it's one thing to envision an idea, it's wholly another to sell it to others. I faced resistance, even ridicule. But I kept going, demonstrating the dances, inviting people to join. The first few sessions were a bit of a mess, with more laughter than dancing, but slowly people started to join in, attracted by the fun and novel approach to traditional dance. Unexpectedly, the biggest roadblock turned out to be Fred. Despite his initial skepticism, he'd become a reluctant participant, and to everyone's surprise, Fred had a natural talent for dance. His enthusiasm became infectious, and he helped draw in more campers to our dance evenings. It wasn't smooth sailing from there, but the tide had turned. The impact of introducing traditional dance at Coyote Whisper was profound and far-reaching. The campground was no longer just a place to camp. It became a hub of culture and joyous activity. People left with not just memories of starry nights and stunning landscapes, but also new skills and a newfound appreciation for traditional dance. It brought the campers closer, creating bonds that transcended their time at the campground. The experience taught me that risks could lead to remarkable results. Moreover, I learned that the spirit of a dance could break barriers, foster communities, and create lasting memories. Traditional dance became the soul of Coyote Whisper, imprinting our unique identity on the campground scene.
As our tale of rhythm and resilience in the heart of Arizona's wilderness draws to a close, what stands out is the unshakable determination of a woman and her extraordinary vision. Through the captivating journey of Juniper McAllister, we discover that in the expansive world of the outdoors, there's room for tradition and innovation to waltz in perfect harmony. Juniper's story is a testament to the transformative power of passion and the enduring appeal of traditional dance. Her resolve to introduce dance at the Coyote Whisper campground was met with skepticism and resistance, yet she persevered. In doing so, she not only created a unique campground experience, but also nurtured a community that appreciated and participated in the beauty of traditional dance. Juniper showed us that the rhythm of age-old dances can echo amidst campfires and stargazing, and in the process, create a symphony of unforgettable experiences. From this narrative, we glean crucial lessons for all campground owners. The first is that innovation, even when it seems unconventional, can set your campground apart. The second is that fostering community should always be at the heart of your mission. This engagement not only leads to a unique campground identity, but also cultivates meaningful connections among campers. Lastly, never underestimate the power of passion. It was Juniper's love for dance and her deep connection with the outdoors that sparked this incredible journey. And with that, we conclude another fascinating episode of the MC Campground Chronicles. Thank you for joining us today on this rhythmic journey through the Coyote Whisper Campground. We hope Juniper's story has inspired you and that you carry a piece of her tenacity, her creativity, and her love of tradition with you. Please don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more compelling stories from the heart of America's glorious outdoors. Until next time, remember, every campground has a story waiting to be told.